Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. That is very good question. There are five. In a Qur'ani, one of Ahl al-Kitab, the Christian and Jew, they tell you Assalamu alaikum. What means Assalamu alaikum, Shah Umar? It's on you. And the business should be said, deserve it to who? Because Allah said in the Quran, سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. So the سلام عليكم, Allah He give you the salam because you were patient in the life, you follow the rule of Allah, you believe Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what happened? We have an incident. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting and drew the Yahud back by while the Prophet he was sitting and Aisha was there. So the group of the Yahud, they told the Prophet Muhammad, As-salamu alayka ya Muhammad. Not as-salam. As-salamu. As-salam in the Arabic language means death on you. Death in you ya Muhammad. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Aisha stood up. Death in you, la'natullahi ala al-kafirin. Allah cursed the kafirs. The Prophet ﷺ says, La ya Aisha. If any one of them tell you something like this, say, Wa alaykum. So any Christian or a Jew came back by of you, because now they know this word in everywhere. You walk in the street, you walk in the supermarket, in everywhere instead of Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. I was walking in the street, in the night time, in the front of the bar, very crowded in the street. And one of them is on here. Haki, Assalamu alaikum. One of them bars that is drunk. So what he should do? You don't say, Assalamu alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. La. You cannot say that. Say what? Wa alaikum. So you don't mention that salam at all. This is the good manners of the Islam. That's what we learned from the Prophet Muhammad. Anyone tell you Assalamu alaikum, so what you answer? Wa alaikum. Don't say, because I saw some brothers that said sometimes, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa rahmatullah. Mercy of Allah, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve the mercy of Allah because they didn't believe the Quran, they didn't believe Muhammad, they asked the advice of Allah. So you have to ask them, what is the answer? Wa alaikum. That's it. Wa alaikum. If you keep silent, it will be better. Finram. What is the question in a finram? Muslim cannot go to the funeral of the disbeliever. But you can go his house. You could go in his shop and you tell him, and you shake hands with him. You tell him, be patient, all of us, we're going to die, we're going to meet our Lord. Advice, take advantage. You understand? But to go to the funeral, or to go to the funeral house, and the priest over there say, by the name of God, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and he has a cross, you cannot be in this place. You cannot be in the church. You cannot be in the cemetery. But you go and you go, your neighbor, go and knock at the door, and shake hands. Not, we're talking about the woman, not woman, a shame. We're talking about men. You tell them, I feel sorry. Any woman, she's neighbor, she looks like my neighbor, she's a woman. She's the woman. When her husband, he was a young man. He died in the ocean while he was sinning. So what happened? I went to my son, I take my son, come. We went to the knock at the door. And he told her, deviation. It is written by Allah, his God, to die and all of us to grant deviation. If you need anything, I am your neighbor here. Any time, in the night time, in the morning, in every time, you need any help, find exactly your neighbor here who respect you, will help you as much as I could. So you did your job, my brother. But to tell her, you know, may Allah give him mercy. May Allah enter into our life. May Allah also, like what happened in a masjid, imam of the masjid, exactly we are together, you are from them. Exactly my father, he passed away last week. May Allah give him mercy. The imam told him, mercy and enter into our life. Enter him of what? He didn't believe Muhammad. that is the situation, inshallah. That will not be good. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah.